Our scripture reading comes from the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1. You'll find that on page 1761 in the Pew Bible, page 1761, 2 Timothy chapter 1. We read together verses 1 through 14. There's an outline of the message for you there on mothers of faith, grandmothers, mothers of faith, really in 2 Timothy chapter 1. We are focusing there for a few moments on verse 5. As the Apostle Paul reminds Timothy to stir up his faith in light of the faith of his grandmother and the faith of his mom. Let's ask for God's help in prayer. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we pray that you would help us see what we can see on our own, that you'd make us hunger for that which we're just not hungry for, that you'd also help us to look at what we may not be looking for, that your Spirit may give us a spiritual sight and insight once again, so that the mothers of this church, our mothers, may truly be mothers of sincere faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask for these mercies in the name above all names, the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you stand with me, please, for the reading of God's Word? We'll stand at attention and hear God's Word, and let's receive it with believing hearts. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day, as I remember your tears. I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Please be seated. So far, the reading of the Word of God, and I would encourage you to keep your Bible open and handy for the message on mothers of faith. Your congregation of Christ, brothers, sisters in the Lord, are you having advice overload? Advice overload? There was an article in the paper a couple of weeks ago I cut out. It's talking about moms especially have what's called advice overload. It's ruining their parenting. They feel so much pressure to be the super mom, right? Super parent. I mean, they get all of these trendy books, all of this advice from so-called experts. What does it mean to be a good parent, a good mom? You know, we're all set if you have the natural birth, breastfed, self-soothed, Montessori schooled. You're all set to go then. But a lot of moms are depressed. Are you depressed this morning as a mom? A lot of moms are very, very anxious and uptight because they just feel overloaded with all of the pressure to be the perfect mom. That's some wonderfully freeing, liberating news for you. When you're a gospel mom, a mom of faith, a mom of sincere faith in Jesus Christ, the burdens lift him. Jesus says, you're all set now. Because I take that burden of anxiety, of depression off of your heart and soul when you put your faith in me. So I preach you the word of the Lord as it comes to us is, Jesus Christ gives us counsel. He gives us counsel, especially as moms here. As Paul reminds Timothy, a son he loves, a son in the faith, he reminds Timothy about his mom's faith. His grandmother's faith, and certainly his mother's faith. And I just find that interesting. I just find, why in the world would Paul, you know, he has so much to say here, why does he include that, right? Why does the Apostle Paul include that in his letter? We want to see, first of all, together, that a mother's faith has to show up in the kitchen. We can put it that way. A mom's faith, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, shows up in the kitchen, in the living room, and then the bedroom. The kitchen has to do really with the ingredients that goes into a Christian mother's parenting, the ingredients. Have you ever had that experience, moms? You're baking something, you're cooking something, you reach into the shelf, you reach into the pantry, and I don't have that ingredient, I can't make it. Without the ingredient, right, the recipe is going to be a disaster. Or you're looking at the Food Network, man, I'd love to make that meal. Right, but where's that guy get all these ingredients? I don't find them in the grocery store I'm going to. What is the ingredient? What are the ingredients of being a mother of faith, and that you can make good meals, spiritual meals for your children? You got to go shopping here. Paul is talking about, hey, go shopping for the gospel. You got to shop in three aisles. You go to God's grocery store here and the Word of God. You go to many aisles. We just want to pick three of them for a moment here. Go to the gospel aisle of gospel truth, spiritual disciplines, and then Christian living. This goes for moms. It goes for grandmothers. It goes for Sunday school teachers, right? It goes for GEMS counselors and leaders. It goes for all of us in a very real way. All of the women of the Word of God here at Hudson Valley are to be spiritual moms, mentors for the rising generation. And Paul says here to Timothy, Timothy's a young pastor. He's a green pastor. He needs a lot of help. He's timid. He's shy. His knees are buckling as he seeks to be a faithful pastor. And Paul says, look, I want to see you, but I'm reminded, verse 5, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you. For this reason I reminded, a fan into flame, the gift of God. Timothy's dad wasn't a Christian, but his mom was, and his grandmother were Christians. And they were, his dad was a Gentile, and his grandmother were Jews, and they believed that Jesus Christ was the long-awaited Messiah who came to save his people from their sins. And Paul appeals to Timothy. Timothy caught it, right? In other words, his mom and his grandmother were women of faith, mother's a grandmother of faith, that faith touched everything they were and did. Faith was not just something you exercise do one day a week. It touched all areas of life, from hopes and goals, priorities, attitudes and actions. And it was a faith in the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, who, according to the Apostle Paul, for instance, in verse 9, this is what we mean by gospel truth. Gospel truth. Here's the ingredients you need as a mom. Go to this aisle, who saved us. Here's the good news, the truth of the gospel, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, an eternal grace and a visible grace. but a sovereign grace, right? Go to the gospel aisle of gospel truth. And just flipping over into 2 Timothy chapter 3, I hope you have your Bibles open. If you don't, please get them out. Would you look up with me, please? Okay, I'll wait for you. 2 Timothy 3 at verse 14. 2 Timothy 3, 14. But as for you, Paul says to Timothy, of course, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And Timothy learned the Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament Bible, right? From his mom, from his grandmother. And that's the calling for us as mothers of faith, right? To teach our children the gospel truth. And what is the gospel truth of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, the ingredient certainly is that our Lord Jesus Christ is that supernatural superhero who came into this world and rescued sinners like you and me. How? By his sacrifice on the cross and resurrection from the dead, bringing life and light and immortality to light. So give up your sin, give up your self-rule, give up your self-absorption, and trust his blood to forgive your sins, and accept his rule for your life, his rule, his lordship over your life. That is the gospel, right? Believe it. And you need that every single day to be a gospel mom. You need that every single day to be a mother of faith. And that takes the depression away. It relieves the anxiety of the expert's advice and its overload. Want to know why? Because, very, very important point. If you're feeling very anxious and uptight, right? You're disappointed with yourself, you're disappointed with your kids, and you feel like I'm making a mess out of this in the kitchen. You need to hear the good news that Jesus Christ is your worth, your worthiness, not your kids, not your kids. Because Jesus Christ says, mother of faith, your faith in me means you're no longer guilty. You're perfect in my eyes by my grace alone. It's a gift of grace. So it takes all the pressure off. So you can simply love your children and know that you get your worth not from them and their performance, but you get your worth and worthiness from the performance of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to shop in the gospel aisle. And then to bring that good news to others. To have the same love of Jesus Christ that he loves, with which he loves the nations and the neighbors. So you, with your children, of course this includes dads, but as a family, not only may mean going across the ocean, but it may just mean going across the street to share the love of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be a mother of faith, shop in the gospel aisle of gospel truth and the gospel aisle of spiritual disciplines. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, train yourselves for godliness. Verses 7 and 8, train yourself for godliness. Spiritual disciplines as moms means that we're teaching our children, just as Eunice and Lois taught Timothy. I mean, you teach, right? We're teaching our children to be disciplined athletes. We're teaching them to be disciplined employees, perhaps, disciplined in their schoolwork. You are to teach. We are to model for our children, mothers of faith, to be disciplined Christians. That's sorely missing in our day and age. Discipline in a lot of areas of life, not so much when it comes to our Christian walk, our Christian lifestyle, the spiritual disciplines of Bible input, of prayer, of getting alone time with God. Certainly family devotions, but alone time with God in prayer and Bible reading. Teach your children, teach them. And chop in the aisle of Christian living. Certainly lots of issues today in our day and age, but certainly Christian living when it comes to what is a family, what is marriage, gender issues that are extremely confusing in our culture for young people. It means that we talk to them about homosexual marriage. Quote unquote. Not marriage at all, is it? But homosexual lifestyles and relationships. We're talking to our children at the appropriate age about these issues within our society. So what that means, congregation and mothers, as I appeal to you, we give thanks to God for you. We thank you for, we thank God for your faith. We give thanks to God for his work of grace in your life. Get these ingredients. But what that means right now for you, I believe from the Word of God. So every day, you got to put your cell phone in another room. And you got to turn the television off. You got to shut down the computer. You got to start reading your Bibles from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation. It's the whole story. It's a big book with a big story of the big gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that your children see your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not by osmosis, it's not by bloodlines, it's by the grace of God in the lives of our children. But Timothy saw his mother's faith and was taught by the Holy Scriptures. So whatever you're learning then, recycle that. Be a recycling mom, spiritual mom that recycles it. It's not just for yourself, right? But it's to feed your family, right? You get these ingredients, you get the recipe of these matters, and then we cook it up by the Holy Spirit and we share it with them, give them gospel snacks. Right? Mother of faith. Paul reminds Timothy of the mother's faith in the kitchen, certainly in the living room as well. The living room as well. As one commentator puts it, you know, what gets structured always gets done. Isn't that great? You know, that's the case in everyone's life. Whatever gets structured gets done. If this stuff isn't getting structured or organized to some degree, it's never, ever going to get done. You see that in any area of your life. So structure this, the Apostle Paul says, I see your faith, a faith that it's kind of flickering right now, Timothy. And he reminds Timothy of his mother's faith, his grandmother's faith in Jesus Christ, to then stir up and fan to flame the gift of God that God has given him in verse 6. So, congregation, the living room. What happens in the living room? Just life, basically. That's what we mean by that. Life happens in the living room where we share memories, we make decisions, we exchange, have conversations. The living room of life. Mothers of faith, demonstrating faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. There, where faith is taught. Because using that word picture of the Apostle Paul here, what happens to an untended fire? You walk away from a fire. Yeah, throwing a log on it or stoking it up. Soon turns into a pile of ashes. Fan into flame. Use the living room where life happens and connecting the Word of God to all of life. You know, certainly meal times and family devotion times and prayer times around the table, it certainly means that. But if it's only there, then our kids are getting this idea, aren't they? That, and our grandkids are always getting the idea that that's only where faith really matters. It matters there, but it matters in every area of life. When you're running errands and you're in the car and talking about politics and talking about work and work ethic, right? And as you to do chores. That's where the living room of life is to take place. Connecting God's Word to meal times. I heard a pastor say recently, are we just kind of treating God as an appliance? Are we treating God as parents, right? Moms and dads, are we treating Him not just as an appliance, right? Nice to have around to use. But it's kind of, is Jesus a person? Right? As moms and dads and parents, we're walking and talking with Him, hearing from Him and praying. We can never pray too much for these matters. Never, ever pray too much as moms and dads. You might feel overload. It's not meant to overload you. It's meant to liberate you. Because whatever God commands us to do, He always supplies the grace to achieve it. To achieve it. Connecting God's Word at mealtimes, and certainly within the community at large and in the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That community life and life in the church of Jesus Christ, it's a community, it's a family activity, right? It's a family activity. So that means I want to bring my kids along with me, right? We want to involve them, as make this a family project or activity. Visiting shut-ins, visiting a widow or widower, going to the hospital. We connect faith in Jesus Christ to all of life. And certainly the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mothers of Faith, make the church. Spiritual support system for their children. The spiritual support system for your family. So that means you commit your family to church membership. Not church hopping. It means you commit your family to committed church membership. Not hopping around. Mother of Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It means that worship on the Lord's days, it's a family activity. It's a family activity. We do that together. So we don't want any of our children missing from this. We don't want them missing out on the gospel proclaimed that we're saved, not because of our works, but because of His purpose and grace. So we pray for our church planters and missionaries together as a family. I'm reminded of your faith, of the faith not only you have, Timothy, but also the family faith your mom and grandmother had too. And dear friends, that faith is to be exercised certainly in the kitchen and the living room, but also in the bedroom. What we mean by that is seeking to plant the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hearts. It's ultimately the project of the Holy Spirit, but He calls us to be faithful in planting the seeds of the gospel in the heart. That's where we want to go. Not just outward behavior, but the heart. Aim for the heart. That's what we mean by the bedroom, right? We spend a lot of time as kids in our bedroom, right? And listening to the music, reading books or whatever, or just wanting to be alone. Boys and girls, you want to get away maybe from your other brother or sister. Spend time alone. I can be myself there in my bedroom. I mean, it means the heart, right? The heart. That's where we want to go after as mothers. I'm reminded of your mother Eunice and her faith. Faith that goes to the heart. Aim for the heart of your children to treasure Jesus Christ above all else. Above all else. So what that means, congregation and sisters in the Lord, certainly means that when Jesus Christ is treasured above all other things, your children see that in you and they catch on. See that nothing interferes with me treasuring Jesus Christ He's my pearl of great price. I want to lose anything because I gain everything in Him. I'm not losing anything when I gain Christ and want to be found in Him. So nothing else interferes with that. Worshiping Jesus together as a family and praying together and Bible reading together. Nothing else interferes. But when they see, the ball game, the academic program, entertainment, interfering. Now they start seeing. Where mom's faith is. Where dad's hope lies. How do you know you're missing the heart? Are you? Am I? Missing the heart? I am. You know you're missing the heart when it's when parenting is just about having moral kids who do nice things. Christian parenting. Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is our treasure, that we love Jesus above all else or anything. That means that it's more than morality. It's not just avoiding things. My kid's never been drunk. Praise God. Kid's never been in jail. Praise the Lord. It's not just about morality. It's about treasuring Jesus Christ. Now we're missing the mark. When all that matters is I just want my kid to love me. Your kids have a lot of friends. Mine do too. We thank God for friends. They need you to be a mom. They need you to be a dad. You're the only ones they got. They don't need you to, first of all, be their best friend. Very important lesson, I think, in our day and age. We want approval from our kids. All we want is approval from our children, we tend to obey them. Instead of realizing that our calling is for them to honor and obey us. See, what's the alternative? Proverbs 29:15, a child left to himself disgraces his mother. Let's repent of our sins of missing the heart. Let's repent of our sins as moms and dads of just making parenting about our kids being successful instead of deeply spiritual. And there's forgiveness full and free. It's in the gospel. The gospel you can taste and touch at the table of the Lord to receive the overload of depression and anxiety you may be experiencing today. God often uses mothers in marvelous, wonderful ways to ignite a pattern of generational faithfulness. He's done that. He's doing that in Hudson Valley. We praise God for that. There are many, many examples of it. And may someone be able to say to us, wouldn't that be a wonderful privilege and gift from God? You know what, Timothy? You know what, Kevin? I'm here to stir your faith because of the faith of your mom. the faith of your grandmother. And as you remember the faith of your mom, your faith flames into a beautiful, bright light for Jesus Christ. May God help us to do that so that there may be generational faithfulness from one generation to the next. Amen. I want to come to the table of the Lord, seeking God's forgiving grace, the living grace, to be mothers of faith. Odyssey, the Dawn, number 20.